You're listening to a message from Victory. God will punish the wicked, but will spare his children. Learn more about this truth in week 4 of our series, Remember This.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. I hope you're doing okay today, right? You're blessed by the Lord. For those of you who have joined us here for the first time, thank you for coming over. My name is Don. I'm one of the pastors here. And I really hope and pray that this will not just be your first and last, but it will be a beginning of a journey of faith, okay? Together with God's people. All right? So we have been going through a series. Okay, this will be our last installment, okay? Closing part na po ito sa series natin, no? Pinamagatang Remember This. Okay, we have been looking at the book of Malachi, yung pinakalast ng book sa Bible, sa Old Testament, okay? And ano yung sinabi ni Lord doon? And I really hope and pray and trust that we have been seeing the heart of God and really understanding the heart of God for His people, okay? And that we will remember who God is, okay? Unang-una, yung pinag-usapan natin yung love ni God. Na maalala natin, okay, na ang love ni God is unquestionable, okay? Without any doubt, okay? It's beyond question. No one can question whether God loves His people or not. So hopefully, yun ang maalala natin, no? Yun ang unang-una pinag-usapan natin. Secondly, pinag-usapan natin yung God is both a Father and King to us, okay? Na we don't just approach God as King, that we submit to Him, that we obey and do that, and just because He's God and He's powerful and that we will be punished. No, it's not that. It's in fact, first and foremost, a relationship with Him. And my prayer is that we will continue to remember that, because unfortunately, Israel has forgotten that. Okay, so, and then last week we talked about God does not change, and my prayer is that we will remember that God will never change, even if others will, even if we change, even if the things around us change, even if the technology, the world, everything changes, right? Everything around us changes, okay? But I pray that, you know, our faith will always be anchored in Him, because we know we can trust God, because He is constant. He is consistent. He never changes, okay? Just because we make a mistake, it doesn't mean that God changes His attitude towards us, okay? So today we're going to talk about God being faithful to those who fear Him, all right? And towards the end of Malachi, God revealed yet another character of His heart, no? His heart for His people. And I pray that we will have an understanding of this. Open your Bibles to Malachi. That's the last book of the Old Testament. And can we all stand up? Join me as we read God's Word. Malachi chapter 3. I'll be reading from chapter 3, verses 13, all the way to chapter 4, verse 6. I hope you have a Bible with you, electronic or print. If you don't have a Bible, just lend me your ears for a while as we read the Scriptures from Malachi chapter 3, verses 13, towards chapter 4, verse 6. Okay? Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord, but you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of keeping His charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before Him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed His name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from a stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of God for us this morning. Let us pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just open our hearts to your word. Speak to us, O Lord. Give us ears to hear what your Spirit wants to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us. Holy Spirit, we just yield ourselves to you today. Do a good work in our hearts. May your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may go ahead and have a seat. God is faithful to those who fear Him. Now, when we talk about the fear of the Lord or the fear of God, it's not the fear that most of the time we feel or experience, not a fear of danger, a fear of punishment. Okay, and sometimes that kind of fear is a fear that draws you away. Eh, takot ka nga sa danger, di ba? O takot ka sa dilim, okay? O takot kang, so ang gagawin mo, iiwas ka. Okay? That is not the fear that we want to have regarding God. Na we fear the Lord, therefore iiwas tayo. Hindi po ganon, okay? It's more of like a fear, although this really doesn't come close to who God is, but it's the kind of fear perhaps that we have towards our parents, okay? Now, of course, that's subjective, no? Kasi yung iba, wala talagang takot sa magulang, you know? In fact, may mga hinanakit, okay? But in the natural, okay? Alam mo yun, meron kang respeto at meron kang takot sa magulang mo. Kaya, bago ka gumawa ng mga bagay-bagay, okay, bago ka nagdi-desisyon, naisip mo muna yung mga magulang mo. Okay, na the reason why you're not doing it, not because papagalitan ka pag-uwi mo, okay, but because alam mo na mahal mo yung magulang mo, okay, at yung mga magulang mo ay nagsasakripisyo din para sa'yo. So therefore, there is that consideration in your heart na out of respect and honor that you have that sense of reverent fear that you're not gonna do this because you know it's gonna break, okay, your relationship, okay, with God or your parents. It's gonna hurt the person that you love. Okay, so, and that's the kind of fear that we need to have towards God. It's a reverent fear. It's a fear because we know who God is. We know how much He loves us. We know what He has done so that our lives are changed and that we walk in His blessing. And we know that, and we don't want to go back to that kind of life that is lost, miserable, and without God. And that's why, even if there are some things that you go through as you walk with God, you go to God, you do not run away from God because you have that reverent fear of who God is. Does that make sense? So that's the kind of fear that we need to have. And the Bible says that God is faithful to those who showed such kind of heart towards God, who showed such kind of respect and fear towards God. Okay, in fact, God's heart is to show favor to those who honor Him, to those who fear Him, to those who serve Him faithfully. He will never forget them. Okay, but unfortunately, in this time of Israel, the people not only did not fear the Lord, that means they did not give Him the respect that is due Him, they don't have any reverent fear of who God is, they even come to a place of accusing God. Right? So makikita natin yan, no, sa verse 13 to 15, chapter 3, yung binasa natin kanina. Okay? In fact, sabi ni Lord, verse 13, that your words are so heavy for me. Ang bigat ng sinasabi nyo sa akin. Yun sinasabi ni Lord, no, sa Israelites. Verse 14, sabi na tao, ano bang sinabi namin? Kasi sinasabi nila na there is no point of serving the Lord. Okay, parang what is the profit of trying to do what is right? Okay, so yun yung accusation nila kay God, no? Sinasabi nila, yun nga mga ungodly, patuloy lang sa pagiging ungodly, and yet they are prospering, and they escape judgment. But those who seemingly do what is right, they are the ones who suffer the consequences of doing what is right. Yun ang accusation ng mga tao kay Lord, no? But God responded and He said in verse 18 that He will make a clear distinction of those who serve Him faithfully and those who don't. There will be a clear difference, okay, between these two kinds of people. In fact, Israel knew what it's like to serve God faithfully. In the time of the greatest king of Israel, David, who served God faithfully, that God prospered them. God, you know, they have such a glorious moment as a nation, okay, as Israel. From the time they came out of Egypt, okay, it's all been wars. But from the time of David, they have been established. And Solomon, sila na yung pinakamayaman na bansa sa buong mundo. Gold, where the value of gold is like silver during their time. And now, because of disobedience and rebellion, they have been exiled. So they know the difference, what it's like serving God, because they have this story of their forefathers. And now, coming from the exile, they know what that means. Okay, so, but unfortunately, yun nga, no, parang instead of seeing the faithfulness of God, they see, okay, and they are more caught up with what's happening around them. That they began to make conclusions and begin to accuse God. But the promise of God for those who fear Him, this is the promise ni God, no, verse 17, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. Okay, those, yung nagtsaga, yung consistent, okay, God said, they are mine. Right, they are mine. And in the day when I make my treasured possession, I will spare them as a man spares his who serves his son. Okay, so, and this is a very intimate promise and words of assurance, okay, for people who in the midst of rampant ungodliness and wickedness, there are few who chose to be faithful to God. This is such an assurance. The promise of God for those who fear Him. What does this mean? When God says, they shall be mine. Well, number one, God is saying that I will remember them. Those who fear my name, I will remember them. Verse 16, those who fear the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before Him. Those who fear the Lord and esteem His name. God will pay attention. When you struggle because you choose to do what is right, and everything now comes against you, I want you to understand, God pays attention. He will remember. And when you cry out for help because you have been persecuted just because of doing what is right, because you fear the Lord, God said, He will hear. He will remember and He will hear because you fear His name. Those who fear the Lord need no reason to fret or to be shaken. Lahat ng may takot sa Diyos at may respeto sa Diyos, di na nila kailangan mas-shaken pa o matremble sa mga nangyayari sa paligid nila. Yun ang promise ni God. Okay? Yun ang ibig niya sabihin, that they are mine. Psalm 34, verse 17 tells us, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Woo! The Lord will deliver them from all their troubles. Pero Lord, bakit nasa trouble pa rin ako ngayon? Right, relax ka lang. Do not fret. Do not be shaken. Here's another promise in Psalm 37. And what a beautiful psalm this is. Sabi doon, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Huwag kang matakot. You're safe in God. Verse 4, take delight in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Woo. Take delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. Verse 6, He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Wow! Mas masikat pa sa liwanag at araw yung magiging favor ni Lord sa buhay mo. Because you choose to fear Him. Because He pays attention and He hears and He responds. In other words, church, di na natin kailangan i-compare ang sarili natin sa mga ungodly. Bakit? Bakit pa natin i-compare yung sarili natin sa isang taong walang regard kay God? There is no comparison. Minsan, kino-compare natin, Lord, parang, bakit siya? Okay, parang, puro mura, lasinggero, ganyan. Tapos, pero ang lusog-lusog. Lagi na lang nagbabakasyon. Okay. We don't need to compare ourselves materially, financially, physically, because God shows favor to those who fear Him. The question is, do you trust God? Do you believe that God will? Kahit pa in the natural, nakita mo, pero talagang nagpa-prosper eh. Pero ungodly, wicked. Okay, so, do not fret. Verse 16, again, a book of remembrance was written before Him of those who fear the Lord and esteem or respect or honor His name. God will remember. Kung estudyante ka at ginagawa mo yung tama, hindi ka nag-cheat. At during exam, lahat ng classmate mo nag-cheat, ikaw na lang. At sinasabihan ka, ano ka ba, masyado kang self-righteous, bumigay ka na. Oh, naranasan niyo na ba 'yon? Right, so naranasan ko 'yon actually. Simula nung na-born again ako, nag-decide ako hindi na ako mag-cheat. Man, talagang ang hirap ng accountancy, mababaliw ako. During midterm exam and final, and then nag-decide pa ako noon na kasi ginagawa ng mga classmate ko, pag alam nila terror yung teacher, idadrop nila tapos kukuha sila ng ibang subject. Ginagawa niyo ba 'yon? Okay, so nung na-born again ako, nag-decide ako hindi ko na gagawin 'yon. Eh ano ngayon kung terror? Eh, bumag-aral ako ng mabuti. Nagkaroon na ba kayo ng terror teacher? Oh, may mga teacher tayo dito, hindi terror to, mga gracious teacher yung mga nandito natin. Okay, so, talagang godly yan sila. Okay, so, nag-decide ako na, hindi, pasukan ko na to. Dalawang beses ko na naging teacher to. Kaya known as terror teacher, talagang binabagsak talaga. Okay, so, come the exam time. Grabe talaga. As in, hindi to biro ah. Lahat. Lahat. Pati yung pinakamatalino sa klase. Nag-cheat. Talaga ako sobrang struggle ko. Oh Lord, ano ba to? Alam ko na magiging grade ko. Right? So, but I worked hard. I worked hard. And I really did this, no? At the end. In the end of that subject. Okay, so, cost accounting yun. Cost accounting too. Grabe, ang hirap. Anyway, pag end nung ano, bagsak ako! Parang nagulat ka pa, eh. Bagsak ako! Pero yung mga kaklase ko, pasado lahat. Pumunta ako sa, ano, sa teacher. Ito, don't do this, okay? But I felt such, ano tawag doon? Injustice and so unfair. I went to my teacher and told my teacher, "Ma'am, I do not deserve this grade." She looked at me. Okay? But your test paper, nakangiti siya, no? Tapos sabi niya, "But you're in your the result of your exam is this." "Yes, I know, ma'am." Sabi ko, "Pero alam ko kasi yung mga mali ko. Yan yung mga mali yung figure na nasulat mo. Pero tama lahat ng entry ko, tama lahat ng analysis ko. Minsan lang sa dami ng numero, okay? Nagkapalit-palit yung ano. Siyempre, pagdating sa balance, iba na, hindi na magbabalance, eh, no? Alam niya, alam ko rin 'yon." Okay? Sabi ko, "Ma'am, alam niyo po na sobrang nag-progress ako sa klase niyo." Sabi niya, "Alam ko." Okay, so, pero hindi ko na sinabi sa kanya na bagsak ako, tapos yung ibang nag-cheat, pasado. Basta sinabi ko lang, "Ma'am, alam mo that I work hard. Alam mo, nakikita mo sa results ng work ko. that I'm becoming better and better. Sabi niya, alam ko. Sabi niya, so ma'am, I do not deserve this grade because I gave my best. Binura niya yung bagsak na grade ko. Pinasa. Oh, di ba parang, buti na rin yun. Okay, so, buti na rin yun kaysa bagsak, okay? Stress nga lang, okay? So, okay na yun. Masaya na ako doon, okay? So, kaysa 5, okay? So, baliktad kasi yung sa school namin eh. 5 yung bagsak, okay? So, 1 yung pinakamataas. So, but, you know, I don't have to look at people and accuse them. Nag-cheat yun. I just have to trust in God's justice for my life. Because the Lord will hear. Because the Lord will pay attention. And so, because of that, I graduated. Woo! Anyway, so, naging teacher ko pa sa isang elective. Yun, tatlong beses ko pala siya naging teacher. Sabi, ito na naman, okay. Kalbaryo na naman to. Anyway, so, but God is gracious. God will remember. God pays attention. You know, even when you are a worker in sales and you begin, your colleagues are doing some things that are against the company values and practice, and they get the deal, they close the deal, and ikaw, you're doing what is right, hindi ka na naman kumota. And you look around and say, man, these ungodly people, sila na lang laging kumukota. And you're thinking, gawin ko na rin kaya yung ginagawa nila. Do not fret. Do not fret. There is a distinction between those who fear the Lord and between those who do not. God will remember those who fear Him. Do you believe that? Secondly, God will spare those who fear Him. Malachi 3 verse 17, "They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him." Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? You know, even if we try to do what is right, how many of you know you still make mistakes? How many of you here, you make a mistake? Oh, yung karamihan sa inyo, you just made a mistake by not acknowledging that we make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Does that mean na tapos na yon, wala nang halaga? Yung commitment na, you know, yung pilit natin na mag-walk according to the ways of God because we made a mistake? No, God honors. Okay? That even in the midst of mistake, when we fall short, God, instead of condemnation for those who fear Him, He has compassion. And that's why He spares from judgment. Na hindi ibig sabihin na to na, ah, ganun ba? Adi, okay lang pala. Gumawa ng mistake. No, no, no. Because that's not a person who fears the Lord thinks. In fact, a person who fears the Lord makes a mistake, is convicted, feels bad, and he acknowledges and he repents. Lord, sorry. Lord, tulungan niyo po ako na hindi ko na magagawa to ulit. Because there is a fear of God in him. Hindi yung pretending, Lord, sorry ha, talagang bukas ulit, Lord, sorry, in advance. Kasi gagawin ko siya ulit bukas. No, no, no. There is a reverent fear and brokenness because you love God. Because you walk in His ways. And even if others seem to escape, the Bible says, okay, that's going to be between them and God. But between you and God, you know that God will show mercy. God will spare those who fear Him from condemnation and judgment. There will be a judgment for both the righteous and the wicked. And the Lord says, okay, ano po itong judgment? Okay, verse 1, chapter 4, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all arrogant and evildoers will be stubble. The day is coming, shall set them ablaze, says the Lord." Okay, so, you know, it is not a burden to serve God. It is not a burden to go on serving God, even if sometimes We make a mistake, we fall short. Spare from judgment. Hebrews 6 verse 10 tells us, for God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for His name in serving the saints as you still do. The people said, it is vain to serve God, to walk righteously before Him. The same kind of like judgment comes upon the wicked and the righteous. No. God said, no, there will be a distinction. There will be a difference. God will spare us. When we make a mistake, listen, church, ito yung beauty ng na kay Lord. You know that when you make a mistake, you have someone to go to and run to. And that is God. And you know that when you run to Him, you will find forgiveness, you will find mercy, you'll find compassion. If you don't have God, you make a mistake and you just go on in that mistake because you have no God to run to. Thus, your life is just lived in the mistakes and it enslaves you. But even if we fall short, we have God who restores us, who spares us and give us hope and renew us. He is not unjust. God will spare from condemnation and judgment those who fear Him. Only remember His covenant. Kaya sabi ni Lord sa Malachi 4:4, remember the law of Moses, the statutes and rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Ano yung law na sinasabi ni God? Balikan natin sa Exodus 20. Verse 5, okay? Yung sinabi ni Lord yung covenant, ito yung pinaka-promise and summary niya, no? Verse 5, sabi ni Lord, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. Right? I hope you don't hate God. But, and this is, grabe si Lord, ito yung, I hope you see the heart of God here. God is just. He will punish those who hate Him, those who reject His will. He will punish to the third and fourth generation of their children. Verse 6, but, here's the twist. Here's the, alam yun, parang sa movie. Ano bang tawag doon? Twist. Oh, twist nga. Okay, so. But showing love to a? How many? All right, those who hate, right, will be judged third to fourth generation. Those who love, how many of you love God? How many of you love God? Come on now. Those who love God to a thousand generations of those who love me and keep my commands. 1,000 versus 3 or 4? What do you think? Is there a comparison? Malapit ba? 1,000? Malapit ba yung 3, 4, 5 sa 1,000? Ang layo. Ang layo. There is no comparison. Diba? And this is the promise of God to those who love Him. Alam mo, hindi ka lang mabibless dahil pinili mong i-revere si God. Pinili mong magkaroon ng takot sa Diyos. Hindi lang ikaw ang pagpapalain ng Diyos, kundi a thousand of your generation. Come on now. That's who God is. That is the God who says, they are mine. Those who fear me. And that is why, personally, for my children, I've made some mistakes in parenting. And my children, whether they like it or not, the peer pressure and what they see in the world tempts them. And sometimes, bilang magulang, sino sa inyo may teenager na anak? Diba? Parang, Lagi kong naalala si sinasabi ni ano, yung isang dating executive ng Del Monte. Okay. Pag nag-speak siya, sino sa'yo may mga teenager? Okay. Lagi niya sinasabi sa amin, relax lang kayo. Okay. Relax lang daw. Okay. So, but you know, I have faith that my God will be faithful to my children. That even if my children will make a mistake, and they will, amidst the temptations, the pressure, God will cause 1,000 of my generation to be blessed. Not because I'm good and I'm faithful. No. He just spared me. But because He is good and He's faithful. And this is what He promised. Therefore, is it in vain to love God? No. 1,000 generation will receive the benefits of us serving the Lord. 1,000 generation. If we do not serve the Lord, ito pa rin yung heart ni God, no? Listen to this. To those who hate Him, third, fourth generation. Ibig sabihin, may hope pa yung fifth. May hope pa yung sixth. It will really not gonna... Because God's heart is to show mercy. God's heart is to forgive. But it's worth loving God. Amen? God wants His people to always remember the law, remember His words, so that they will walk in them and find the blessing of God. You see, when we respond to God's love by loving Him back, we are blessed and 1,000 generations that follow. Not only that, God will spare from judgment and condemnation those who choose to fear Him. In other words, when you do what is right, you can sleep peacefully at night without any guilt or condemnation. And even if you make a mistake, you can run to God, repent, and find mercy and grace still with full assurance of faith that God will spare. Lastly, God, what does it mean when God say they will be mine? God will remember. He pays attention. He hears the cry of those who fear Him. God will spare, that even those who fear Him will stumble and fall and make a mistake. God will not bring about condemnation. And He will heal. Number three, He will heal those who fear Him. Verse 2, Malachi chapter 4. But you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in His wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. God will heal. God will restore our relationship with Him. God will heal our offense in seeing people. And instead of judging them because they are ungodly and yet they are blessed, God will heal our heart, and instead we will see mercy and compassion. Despite our fallen human condition, God in His faithfulness will restore those who honor Him, those who fear His name. This is the promise of God. And His very last words, verse 6, Malachi chapter 4, in the midst of hopelessness, in the midst of rampant, you know, self-preserving, ungodly way of living, God gave this promise that He will turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and the children and the hearts of children to their fathers. And I believe not just with earthly fathers, but first with God, because God is our Father. He will turn our hearts towards Him as He turns His hearts towards us. Though this is a warning, yet this is an invitation. Hope for those who fear the Lord. God will heal whatever brokenness, whatever struggles, whatever issues, that pain and wounds that we have received because of the challenge that we encountered. God is able to heal not only us spiritually, physically. He's able to heal families. He's able to bring salvation. He's able to change yung company, mga practices na puro illegal, under the table, and all. God can heal that. You can even be an opportunity. God will restore. God will heal those who fear Him. Our life, our relationships, our hopes. Our hopes. That's why don't stop hoping. Our emotions, our desire to serve God, God will heal. Here's what I want us to embrace today. That to fear the Lord and walk in His ways is never a vain response to God's love and faithfulness. First week, we talk about God's love and it's unquestionable. Why? Because that is who He is. Therefore, it's not in vain to love God back. Because God's love is beyond question. God's love is without a doubt certain. It is worth loving God back. It is worth serving God, not because He is King, or yes, He is King, but because He is our Father. It's worth having that relationship with Him. It's worth trusting God because He never changed. It's worth to fear the Lord because He's faithful. He remembers. He pays attention. And in Him we find healing. It's worth doing what is right in the name of God. Do you believe that, church? If you do what is right for your sake, it will be a burden for you. But if you do what is right for the sake of who God is, you will find help. You will be spared. You will be healed. It is worth serving the Lord. It is worth walking in His ways. It is worth obeying God. It is worth it. Because He is faithful. He never changed. He is our Father. And His love for us is without a doubt great and amazing. Do you believe this? Don't be afraid to serve God faithfully. Even if you will be persecuted, even if you will be mocked, even if you're the only one in your classroom or in your company, do not fret. For God will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? Lord, thank You. Thank You. I'd like to read this verse before we pray. Hebrews 12. I just felt like, let this be a verse that we'll bring home with us. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let's throw it off. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him. When you are discouraged, consider Him. When you are challenged in your faith, consider Him. When you don't feel like serving and honoring Him, consider Him. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Lord Jesus, we fix our eyes on You. You are the author and perfecter of our faith. It is worth serving You. It is worth following you. It is worth loving you, doing what is right in your name, for your purpose, for your glory. It is worth to say no to sin, to suppress some fleshly desires, to wait for your time. It is all worth it. So you are faithful, God. You never change. You are our Father, and your love for us is unquestionable. It is without a doubt great and life-changing. Father, I pray for your people today. Whatever struggles, whatever opposition in their desire to do what is right, to be honest in their work, to obey you in the things that they do every day, I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that you would spare them, Lord, from whatever condemnation that the enemy brings, but that you would, Lord, cause them to continually trust in you, because you will deliver, you will heal. I pray that their righteousness will shine like the noonday sun, and that people will see there is a distinction between those who fear the Lord and between those who don't. Oh God, I pray that you would deliver your people, that they will not look to the right or to their left and compare themselves with the ungodliness around them, but that they will look to you, Lord, because you are the perfecter of their faith. I pray that you would heal them, that in their desire to do what is right, some have been wounded, some have been discouraged, but Lord, it's worth standing up and persisting, going on, because you heal, you deliver. Right now, Holy Spirit, I just pray, those who struggle, those who are being opposed because they're doing what is right, unjust system, they are in the middle of it, I pray that their hearts will be for you no matter what. I pray that the fear of you, reverent fear of you, will take over their hearts. Lord, thank you. Thank you. So you are faithful. It is worth walking in your ways and obeying you. One last thing that I want to pray for while your heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If you are here today and you've lived your life your own way, know God, you call on God, but truth of the matter is, you are your own God. You do what you want. And perhaps you're here today, and God is touching your heart. God is telling you. In fact, you know in your heart, if only there's a way to get out of this miserable sin that you are entangled with. Well, there is. Jesus delivers people from sin. In fact, no matter how wicked the things that you have done, God will still forgive to those who ask Him. No matter how evil the things that you have done as an evildoer before in Christ, God can forgive an evildoer if he will come to God and repent. God can and will forgive and welcomes sinners. And perhaps there is that guilt and condemnation in your heart, saying, you'll never change, you're just going to be like that. But I'll tell you what, there is a God who never changes, and yet He changes hearts. And if you are here today, you know God is speaking to you, I want to pray for you. Just lift up your hands. You're saying, Lord, I want to surrender my life. From this day on, I want to live for you. Let you be my God. Walk in your ways. If that's your prayer, that is in your heart, I want to pray for you. Anyone in this room like that. Don't be ashamed. There is no shame in asking God for salvation, for forgiveness. Yes, ma'am, thank you for responding. Anyone else? Anyone else? Just lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Just lift up your hand. Anyone else? Yes. Thank you, Bob, for responding. Anyone else? I believe God is here, ready to forgive, ready to welcome those who have not yet in Him. Yes, sir. Thank you for responding. May I ask you, sir, ma'am, those of you who have lifted up your hand, or if you have not lifted up your hand, okay, and you know God is speaking to you, I want to invite you here over in front. I just want to pray for you, sir. Is that okay? If you lifted up your hand, can I invite you here, sir, in front? I just want to pray for you, ma'am. Okay lang po ba? Saglit lang po. Can we all stand up? And then, can you make your way here, sir? I just want to pray for you, ma'am. Can we give the Lord a round of applause? Today is a glorious day. You know, it's always glorious when God saves and forgives people. And we all have experienced that. And is it okay? Can I ask you, sir? It's okay lang po. Please join me here in front. I just want to pray for you. Thank you. Thank you po. Wow. Wow. God is good. God is amazing. Amen? Let's give the Lord a round of applause. Praise God po. If you know you need to be here, please don't be ashamed. Shame. There is no shame in coming to God. Just walk your way here in front. Praise God. Maraming salamat. Can you pray with me for these people, Lord? Thank you for these people. Thank you that, Lord, you have already seen this day. This day that they will discover, hear about your goodness, and receive your mercy and grace for their lives. Pray for these people even right now. Holy Spirit, do a good work in them. Sirs, ma'am, can you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, say in your heart, Lord Jesus, I come to you asking for your forgiveness. Forgive me, Lord. Save me, God. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. And I believe in my heart, He died for my sins. Yet He rose again from the dead so that I may find salvation and forgiveness of sins. Lord, I receive your forgiveness today. I receive your salvation. Help me to know you, to walk with you from this day on, the rest of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, thank you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Come and do your work in them. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Sir, ma'am, meron pong kakausap sa iyo sandali just to explain, no? Ano yung decision na ginawa. Can we just lift up our hands right now? Lord, thank you. Thank you for such a great and amazing heart that you have for your people, for your church. And you have displayed it through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, indeed, it is worth serving you. It is worth honoring you. It is worth confessing with our mouth, Jesus is our Lord, to people who do not yet believe. It is worth, Lord, doing what is right, even if we are opposed and persecuted. You are worth it, God. I pray for your people, Lord, today, that your grace will continue to abound in their lives. Even as they choose in their hearts to walk in the fear of you, honoring your name, I speak your blessing upon them. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.